welcome to Bangor Community Church Podcast. We pray that you will be blessed today as you hear the Word of God.
I want, just for a short time, as possible, to, at the beginning of the year, urge you and encourage you to set yourselves to walk in the love of God. There is no power that can compare with the love of God. And I'm going to ask you to set yourself to do that as an individual, as a family group, as a church, as people, just to walk in love. And I want to talk about the love of God. I want to talk about love. Love of God, the Greek word for the love of God is, or God's type of love, is agape. And I want to talk about that. Before I do, let me just address this thought, that the devil's mandate and the devil's strategy, every second of every minute of every hour of every day of every week of every month of every year, and I mean that, is to dethrone God in the earth from being God. How could he do that? There's only one way he can effectively do that. Have people accuse God of not being love because of the hatred and the evil and the wickedness and the evil that comes out of our mouths towards one another. The only way he can do that is because of that. But God is love. You know when God's there because love is there. You know when it's of God because love is flowing like a river. The devil is working hard every second of every day, as I've said, to dethrone God from the earth. And just the same, he is working to dethrone God off your life and mine. How does he do it? He does it every time love doesn't flow through you and me. I don't care what the other force is. The force is in me, and it's love. God so loved me. God so loved the world. Hallelujah. And we've got to start off with that premise. Not love is an option. Oh, I'm so thankful that love isn't an option. I couldn't have sung those songs we were led in this morning, because I'd be on my way to a lost eternity. But I can sing them because I know that love reached down to where I was, opened my blind eyes, gave me a revelation of truth and how much I was loved, that changed my whole life because my slate was wiped clean. Love is the greatest. Let's start there, shall we? Can we put up 1 Corinthians 13? Let's read a few verses. Let's read the chapter. Can we go from 1 through 13? Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. I'm going to read that again. This is Paul, by the way, being used in the hand of the Holy Spirit. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned but have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. Is not puffed up. Does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. Is not provoked and thinks no evil. Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Bears all things. Let me just put that in context. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror, dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known. And now abide faith, hope, love. These three. But the greatest of these is love. Look at that. Faith, hope, and love, but the greatest is love. At the grammar school, I had the privilege of going to the headmaster. He was quite an awesome man. He was a decorated war hero. He was an example for anyone to want to look up to somebody. He was someone you'd want to look up to, who didn't demand it, didn't ask for it, but he was that sort of person. But almost every morning assembly, he would read 1 Corinthians 30. I had not an idea what he was talking about. I wasn't an idea that he was reading the scriptures. He'd read it. And that has filtered through my life, even when I wasn't conscious of it, till these days when, through reading the scripture, I'm so vividly aware of it. Look what it says. Now, therefore, there remains these three: faith, hope, and love. But love is the greatest. Faith, hope, and love. What makes love the greatest? What biblically does make love the greatest? We really need to be able to answer that question. Why is love the greatest? Well, let's consider a couple of scriptures. Love being the greatest. Let's look at the scripture in Galatians 5, verse 6. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but faith working through love. Does anything jump out at you there? Anything important there? Well, for me there is. There's something that tells me how faith can work in my life. For the scripture there tells us faith, the ability to walk in faith, the ability to apply the word of God in faith, works through love. In other words, if I really want to be able to walk by faith, I better start learning to walk by and in love. I'm suggesting that perhaps that's one of the reasons why it's the greatest. Because I need faith. I need faith. The Bible says without faith it's impossible to please God. Maybe we should put that scripture up. Hebrews 11, 6. But without faith it's impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Why is love the greatest? Because without it, you can imagine as much as you wish, but faith cannot work. Faith works through love. We enter into a capacity to walk into this realm of faith. Wow. to declare a thing and know it shall be fulfilled, the Bible talks of that, takes faith. To be able to walk by faith is impossible without love. I'm talking about walking in faith. I'm talking about walking through every second, every minute, every hour of every day, of every week, of every month, of every year. When the impossible comes upon you, how do you handle it? There's only one way to handle it. Unless you capitulate to it, say, what do? Well, most people do what the world does. But I'm not in the world, praise God. I've been snatched out of the world, purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ, and I have been imparted faith. Because I believe it. An unbeliever can't have faith. But a believer in God has faith. But how does that faith come? Faith comes by hearing the word. Faith comes by the word. Faith comes by the word. So the greatest, the Bible says, is faith. But we need to understand why we need, the greatest is love. We need to understand why it is the greatest. Faith is restricted in your life and mine, no matter how much you try to push into God, when you lack the love of God in your life. When love is a stranger to you. We're going to talk a lot more. I'm not going to get it very far into it today. Because we're going to start here, I guess, but we cannot go far without starting to have a look at what love looks like in your life and mine. Love isn't a feeling. Love is not an emotion. Love is a force. It's a God's force in us. Well, I've already given you two reasons, I guess. Hebrews 11 and 6, you can't please God without faith. And faith, you can't really have it without love working. We've already seen that without faith, it's impossible to please God. Let's turn to 1 John 4. Is it 18? There is no fear in love. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Because fear involves torment, but he who fears has not been made perfect in love. So why is love the greatest? Well, for the two reasons I've already given, now for the third one. If you want fear to be able to grip your life and control your life, you need to know what it is to walk in the love of God. That's what the Bible tells me. There is no fear in love. When you and I are walking in the love of God, the person of Jesus Christ, the presence of the Almighty God through the Holy Spirit in you and I is so great, fear can come and bang the door and you'll hardly hear it. There is no fear in love. Did you hear me? Because love is the greatest. Let me just help you a little bit more on that. 1 John 4. Starting, 7:8-7 says, I think, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God, for God is love. That word there that talks about love being God, the same word that we've been looking at so far as love, is the word agape. It's a unique word. It describes something which has never been seen before, and you cannot see it in any other shape or form. It describes love, a love of another kind. It's not human love. It's not something that you and I can build up or create or think to do. It's love of another kind. It's the kind of love that God is. Agape love, it's called. There are three or four loves that we know of. There's a Greek word that says scourge. It speaks of the love, the affinity we have as human beings. There's another love, it's eros, that speaks of the love relationship between a man and a woman. There's another love, philia, which speaks of the love of human beings together. And there's the fourth love, which is the love of God, which is agape. And none of these three come anywhere near. This is love of another kind. Not the love that you come up with because, oh, I think she's a lovely person. He's a nice person. Well, that's a lovely family. No, it's not that sort of love or appreciation. The only way I can describe it is this way. For agape to appear, a person, an individual, has to have an understanding. How do I put this? Has to have an understanding of the value of a person. I've got to say it again. Do you and I have any concept of this agape love? Agape love will never appear only in and through the life of a person at times, for times, I hope all the time, that has an understanding of the value of a person. We should love one another. That's what 1 John 4 says. He said, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God. You don't love, you've got to put a question mark over whether you are born of God yet. Because God is love, the scripture says. God is love. Why am I talking this way? Because if I'm going to help you to walk through this year, and I'm already late because we're towards the end of January already, and nearly a month of this new year is already gone. But let me throw this out, just ad lib. What sort of changes have you seen in this first month so far in your life, in your circumstances, to what was there at the end of last year? Because you and I, in God, are the only ones that can make it happen. Otherwise, we just slip from 2018 into 2019 to continue to enjoy or experience exactly what we're experiencing in 2018. Mankind has been given the ability to do something about anything and bring change. And the greatest change that can be brought is through love. God's love. Agape love. And so, I'm encouraging you, setting you as an individual, as a married couple, as a family, as a people, as a Christian. I'm challenging you to up on the love game. To love. Recall to love, and in so doing reveal the fact that we are like Christ, like God. Why does agape love only appear the way I've described? Why can't agape love just keep popping up everywhere just ordinarily and easily? Well, agape love is something that has to be received first of all. We have to experience the love of God in our own lives. We can't love someone if we don't know what love is. Most of us have been brought up with some sort of family background, and we start off in life by believing that the standards of life are the standards that we have been brought up to live in. Some are good, some are bad. But unless our families have been patterning and walking and demonstrating the love, the agape love of God, we will be foreign to what that looks like. We'll be pickings and choosers. I made a statement a little earlier and said, agape love is so important because and will never manifest itself until we are able to recognize the value of a person. My mind goes to John 3:16. The Bible says God is love in 1 John 4. But the Bible says in John 3:16 that God so loved John Nabby that he gave his own son for me. Tanya was sharing with us passage about the fact that Abraham was willing to give up his son, his love. And that God so loved the world that he gave up his son. Love is only manifested, agape is only manifested when we have the same appreciation that God has for a person. God saw me, and he saw I was dead in my trespasses and my sin. And the Bible says, God so loved me. God so loved me. There's not one person here that deserves the forgiveness of God. We are born in sin and shapen in iniquity. We have our own desires. We have our own lusts. We have our own hungers. We're going to do it my way. I'm going to have what I want. You slap me and I punch you. You understand? That's how we live. That's the instinct within us. Unless love overwhelms it. You heard me say earlier, the devil is continually endeavoring to dethrone Jesus. And how does he dethrone him in your life and mine? When lack of love flows. Because when lack of love flows in your life and mine as a believer, there's another one that's on the throne of my heart. It's not my Lord Jesus Christ. Because my Lord Jesus loves everyone. It doesn't matter what they do. It doesn't matter what they don't do. It doesn't matter who they are. It doesn't matter what position they have. God so loved the world. That's how big God's love is. And the love we're talking about is the agape love. That's God's love. It's not Eros love. It's not my love for Hillary or her love for me. This is God's love for mankind. And that's what's to live in you and I, flow out through you and I. Love of God. The love of God that has no barriers at forgiveness. The love of God that forgives and remembers no more. Where did that come from? God, I can't give what I haven't experienced, but this man standing before you has experienced the love of God. He has pardoned me, not just once. It took me a long time to know, understand that long time ago in that one act, God pardoned me forever. Glory to God. God pardoned me. God pardon me. How can I not pardon anyone or everyone that needs pardon from me, in my opinion? How do I? What does that start to look like? I'm going to close because I've talked long enough. We'll pick up on it again. But what does that look like, just a little bit? It looks like me not holding anything against anyone that's done anything bad to me. It looks like me forgiving within my own spirit anything I've heard people say about me. I've got nothing to retaliate to because I have the value of a person. God's value of you, of me, was so great that it didn't matter what you'd done against him or anyone else, it didn't matter what it was, God's value of you was so great that he was going to make sure nothing could stop you enjoying his plan for your life. Isn't that awesome? We've only started to touch the tip of the iceberg. But do you understand what God wants for us through this year? And you know, let me add this. Do you know that whether you've heard that and understood it or not, let me just add this for today. No one else can do anything about that. Only you. Only you. We'll maybe look at another scripture next week where it talks about, King James says it this way, it says, Love, let there be love without dissimulation. We don't have that language now in our Bibles. We have the New King James and so on. And what it says there, it says this, let us love without hypocrisy. Let us love one another genuinely. Doesn't mean to say there are not some issues, there are some problems. They're there, but let us love one another for us. Love is the greatest. I'm just going to close with reminding you of what we've looked at by way of scriptures. And if we're going to live a different year and enjoy the blessing of God to a greater measure and be able to be released as individuals, as married couples, as families, as a church, into greater dimensions of God's usefulness, we have to come to terms with this, that without God's love flowing through us, faith is more than hindered.
Thank you for joining us. We look to God that He will direct your steps in blessings through this week. For more information, visit us at bangercommunitychurch.co.uk or find us on Facebook.